Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Clouds and dust are carried by the air, but less intelligent persons say that the sky is cloudy and the air is dirty. Similarly, they also implant bodily conceptions on the spirit self. Purport. It is further confirmed herein that with our material eyes and senses, we cannot see the Lord who is all spirit. We cannot even detect the spiritual spark which exists within all the material body of the living entity, living being. We look to the outward covering of the body or subtle mind of the living being, but we cannot see the spiritual spark within the body, so we have to accept the living being's presence by the presence of his gross body. Similarly, those who want to see the Lord with their present material eyes or with the material senses are advised to meditate on the gigantic external feature called the Virat Rupa. For instance, when a particular gentleman goes in his car, which can be seen very easily, we identify the car with the man within the car. When the president goes out in his particular car, we say, "There is the president." For the time being, we identify the car with the president. Similarly, less intelligent men who want to see God immediately without necessary qualifications are shown first the gigantic material cosmos as the form of the Lord. Although the Lord is within and without, the clouds in the sky and the blue of the sky are better appreciated in this connection. Although the bluish tint of the sky and the sky itself are different, we conceive of the color of the sky as blue, but that is a general conception for the layman only. Om Gyante Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Hare Krishna. So in the previous this chapter deals with the incarnations of the Lord, after listing the incarnations of the Lord, it says that by hearing the incarnation of the Lord, one is relieved of material issues, material miseries. Then it goes on to Virat Rupa. So the Virat Rupa is not technically listed as an incarnation of the Lord, because incarnation translated from the word avatar, and avatar means one who descends. Prabhupada explains in the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita that the Virat Rupa is not coming from the spiritual world, it's not permanent in the spiritual world, it's only for the cosmic manifestation. So, and it's a form that's basically used. Prabhupada says, the neophytes to appreciate the greatness of God. So Krishna, he's in his different forms, he showed this Virat Rupa. In Krishna Lila, he showed it in other forms. He showed it twice to Mother Yashoda as a child. He didn't show the form, but when she looked within his mouth in two pastimes, she saw the universe when he ate mud, and another time when he was yawning. Another time when Krishna went to the Kauravas assembly as a messenger of peace, he showed a partial manifestation of the Virat Rupa. And when Duryodhan wanted his soldiers to arrest Krishna, so at the time he manifested a Virat Rupa. It was partial, it wasn't complete. And it's explained that not everybody could see what all they could see was a bright light, but certain personalities within the audience could see what was going on. Bhishma, Drona, Vidura, they could see Krishna expanding himself into this form. And another time in the Mahabharata, it talks about how Krishna, after the war, he went to see, on the way back to Dwarka, he went to see his friend Uttanka. So as they were speaking, Krishna explained to him about the war. And Uttanka got a bit disturbed. He said, "Why didn't you stop the war?" So it became quite heated. So then Uddhanka said he was a Brahmin. He said, I'm going to curse you because you didn't stop this war. So Krishna said, you know, you can curse me, but it's not going to have any effect. I'm the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he said, and then so Uddhanka told him to prove it. So then Krishna showed the universal form, and then Uddhanka realized, you know, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he apologized. So these are the other times he showed it. He also showed it in, I think it was it Murari Gupta's house? When he showed the universal form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Maybe, I can't remember the past. Okay, just trying. So the Chaitanya Bhagavan Chaitanya Charitamrita says he also showed a partial form, a partial Virat Rupa. So like, before I came to Krishna consciousness, growing up, because I didn't really know about Brahman, I always understood that the Virat Rupa was the ultimate aspect, a manifestation of God's opulence, of His majesty. That's the way He can prove Himself. And if anyone, if a form shows that, then that's the way to verify He's God. So it's, you know, it's interesting that, you know, Prabhupada says that Krishna, he gives four reasons why Krishna showed this form. He says that it's to establish Krishna's divinity, to convince others, because Arjuna doesn't have the desire. He knows that Krishna's God. He's convinced, but he wants to convince others. It's to avoid possible imposters in the future. So he could foresee this. This was going to happen. And he wanted to substantiate Krishna's statement. So I remember watching this video many years ago of one senior devotee. And he was in an Indian congregation. And he was in front of an altar with different deities, different personalities from the Vedas. And he said, he was asking people, who's God? Who do you think is God? So everyone was giving different reasons. One person said he thought... this particular guru was God because he can produce ash. Or another person said, this person is God because he can produce light. So I remember the devotee saying, does it ever get night? When it's nighttime, does he light up the sky? So the person said, oh, I don't think so. So I remember that. So that was when I first came across the concept of people who considered themselves to be God. So Prabhupada said, this is the way to verify someone is God. And, you know, you go to India, many people say they're God. You know, we have the Maivadis, they say, Aham Brahmashmi, we're all God. Completely misconstruing the meaning of Aham Brahmashmi. So, you know, the way the Bhagavatam describes the Virat Rupa is like is a conceptualization. It's for the neophyte to understand the greatness of God. Because, you know, the incarnations have already been described. They've already been listed. Said, if you think of them, describe them, you become relieved of material miseries. So now it goes into Virat Rupa. So already it's making a distinction that the Virat Rupa is not going to relieve you of material miseries. So it's explained, it's basically, the word is used conceptual, so it's kind of like, it develops a conception in the neophyte's mind to understand the greatness of God. Like Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, I'm the taste in water. He gives all the, you know, of immovable things, I'm the Himalayas. So these ideas help us to conceptualize, develop an idea of God. So, you know, when we use our logic, our sense perception, we use Shastra as a parameter to understand who God is, what the philosophy of Krishna consciousness is. We call that philosophical speculation. You know, we're speculating along the lines of Shastra to come to a conclusion that does not contradict Shastra. And mental speculation is when you use logic and reasoning, but you come to a conclusion that contradicts Shastra. So this is philosophical speculation. So this is like a bottom-up approach where you're basically trying to figure out, okay, trying to understand how God is. But in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, he also describes it. He also explains it in conception, gives examples. But then he gives revelation. He shows the form. So he's given the conceptualization, and then he's showing the form. He's given the revelation. So that's a top-down approach. So conceptualization must go with revelation. It makes it authentic and complete. Otherwise, the danger of conceptualization is if you just stick to that, it's very difficult to come to the full picture. You, So, you know, Prabhupada explains in the third chapter that through Shankar Yoga, he explains Shankar Yoga and compares it to Karma Yoga. And, you know, they both lead to, ultimately to Krishna. But Shankar Yoga is kind of the indirect path, and Karma Yoga is the direct path, because with Karma Yoga, you're directly performing devotional service. You're directly purifying yourself. Whereas with Shankar Yoga, you're trying to figure out, trying to understand. So that's a much, much harder process. And this in this age, no one is a true intellectual or has true philosophical power to understand the greatness of God. So, the Virat Rupa, Prabhupada says in the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita that it is a transcendental form. But it has material, it's showing material phenomena, material manifestations, everything within the material world, within that form. So I used to think, well, how can it be a spiritual form if it's if he's showing material things? Because material things are subject to decay. They grow, you know, they dwindle, and then they vanish. But Krishna, even though he's spiritual, for Krishna, he can animate it and animate it because it's Krishna's energy. Because Brahman ultimately means Krishna's energy. So in the Bhagavad Gita, everything is referred to Brahman. There's a gradation, there's a hierarchy between different energies of Krishna, but ultimately it's Krishna's energy. So for us, matter acts in a certain way. For Krishna, it acts for him in a different way, because he's the controller of matter. He's the master of matter. So understanding the Virat Rupa, even though when I used to think of it as the ultimate manifestation of God, so when I came to Krishna consciousness, I understood, okay, this is not the ultimate, this is for neophytes. It was quite an amazing thing to hear, because what can be better than this? Then higher than that is Brahman, the Brahma Jyoti, isn't it? Then you get Paramatma, then you get Bhagavan. So Arjuna says, to Krishna, you know, after seeing the universal form, I want to see, you know, this form is very fearful. It's making me scared. In other words, it's not invoking devotion. It's not invoking love. He says, I want to see your form, your two-handed form. So Krishna first shows the four-handed form. Then he shows the two-handed form. So Krishna says, this form you're seeing now is very difficult to behold. You can't see it by the study of the Vedas, by austerities, by any other thing. So that means Arjuna, even though seeing the universal form, which other people had not seen before, he wanted to see Krishna's form. And Krishna saying, even this form you're seeing now, my original form, is very difficult to behold. So that's pretty, it's a pretty amazing statement. It's not opulence or, you know, Aishwarya that attracts people to Krishna. It's Krishna's sweetness. It's his madhurya. You know, we read in Krishna book how when Mother Yashoda, she saw the universal form or the universe within Krishna's mouth. She realized, okay, is he God? Is he not? What's going on? Then she kind of just rubbed it off for her. It was more like, well, Krishna's my son. If he's God, it's later. So she wasn't influenced by the Aishwarya path. She was more influenced by Madhurya, because it's more important to her. It's more important to the devotee. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, you can understand this knowledge because you're my devotee and my friend. So intimate relationship. You can't have an intimate relationship with something that's, you know, on a higher pedestal, something that's way beyond you. You know, we read of Gopa Kumar when he went to... he was in Vaikuntha, and he was chanting his Gopal mantra. And he said Gopal when he was in Vaikuntha, and all the residents were like, you know, why are you saying this for? It's a bit inappropriate to say it here. It doesn't really go with the mood here. So the Narada Muni took him to the side. He said, you can't say this here. Because he was developing attachment. He wanted to associate with Krishna in a certain way. So, you know, then he had to leave Vaikuntha. You know, then he went to Lord Ram's planet, then from there he came back to Earth, to Vrindavan to perfect his son, and then he went back to Goloka Vrindavan. So people, because we are eternal servants of Krishna, we have a natural affinity to associate with God in a very personal way. Obviously there are people who want to associate with God in a very Aishwarya way, in a very awe and reverence way. So like, you know, I remember going to Tirupati last year, no, 2 years ago, and I remember seeing, you know, it was like, the, you know, God was, the deity of Balaji is very, it's like 2 doors away from you, it's quite far. And you only get a few second darshan, probably about 2 seconds if you're lucky. And it was so far, and you couldn't really meditate on the form, you couldn't really try to, you know, even what to speak or praying, you couldn't really do anything. But then when you go to the, you know, our ISKCON temples and we see our deities, Radha Krishna deities, we can stand before the deities and we can kind of think, speak, kind of in our minds, pray to them and develop a relationship with them. So it's more personal and we feel more satisfaction from that. So having a personal relationship is more satisfying. You know, so, you know, Prabhupada talks about the a man can be a judge and the judge, he acts in a certain way. You can't be very intimate with him. But then when he's at home with his family, he's more loving, he's more personal, he shows his true nature. And actually, that's what gives him true satisfaction, being himself. So God is himself when he's with his devotees in a very personal way. So the Virat Rupa, basically, if a neophyte is a impersonalist, it's meant to make him devotional in the sense that he's meant to accept God as a, after seeing this, he's meant to understand that, yes, God is a person. He has a form. He's someone we can have a relationship with. He's not impersonal. And for a materialist, when he sees that, when he sees the Virat Rupa, or he understands it, he's meant to become pious. He's meant to start believing in God. Because, you know, if you think about it, most people, you know, especially scientists, they kind of worship material nature. They're studying it. You know, they've studied the atom. Now they're going into quarks. And they're going even deeper. I mean, they're completely far from coming to the level of understanding what pradhan is, which is way beyond them. But they're kind of worshipping it. For them, material nature is the total manifestation of material nature is supreme, is divine. You know, some people think of the earth as an organism, as a living organism. You know, there's some parts of the world, they worship it. But the Virat Rupa is meant to bring these people up to the next level, is to make them realize, you know, God, there is a person behind this. You know, sometimes when we go, when we go to beautiful surroundings, beautiful countrysides or mountains, whatever, you know, when we think of it, we think how beautiful this is. This is so amazing. It invokes awe and reverence. It invokes appreciation. We think God is, if this is so beautiful, how beautiful is God? Like Prabhupada says, when you see a flower blooming, it's Krishna smiling. You know, so how beautiful is Krishna? So the Virat Rupa is like that. It's meant to bring people to the level of appreciating God behind material nature. But that form is not for the devotees, because the devotees are not attracted to that form. They're attracted to Krishna's two-handed form. They want to have a personal relationship with it. Arjuna, being a close, intimate devotee, couldn't have an intimate relationship with the Virat Rupa. It wasn't possible. You know, it's also explained when Krishna took Arjuna and they went through the material covering and they went to see Mahavishnu. And Arjuna was terrified by seeing this gigantic form. He couldn't see no end to it. You know, he was disturbed by the form. We're disturbed by things that are, it's just beyond, which are terrifying to look at. You know, we can't really relate to it. But something that's more personal, something that's more within, that we can associate with, we can appreciate that, we can relate to that. So the Virat Rupa is only like a fraction of Krishna's potency. It's like a tiny, tiny fraction, and because it's displaying what's in the material phenomena, and the material world we know is a quarter of the God's creation. The 3/4 is the spiritual kingdom. So Virat Rupa is not the ultimate manifestation of God's creation. And the Virat Rupa has two basic elements. It has kala, it has time, and it has space. Everything within it. So when Arjuna saw all the soldiers, all the generals about to be killed, they were going into the mouth and being crushed. So that was the kala aspect, because everything is destroyed. Because kala, time is destroyed to be like a python that swallows everything in its path. And space was basically everything within it. So Arjuna was able to see that and appreciate and understand it. So another aspect, I always used to, it's explained that, you know, this form that, that Sanjaya also had, was given the vision to see the Virat Rupa. So everyone on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, they didn't see the form, the Virat Rupa, because Krishna didn't give them the vision. He gave the demigods the vision. So how is Sanjay been given that vision? He was given that vision by the mercy of his spiritual master, Shuddha Vyasadeva, who we know is Krishna Dwaiparin Vyas. He is the literary incarnation of God, who empowered him to see this form of God. So he was able to see it. Others on the battlefield weren't able to see that form. They weren't able to hear the conversation because Prabhupada explains that Arjuna and Krishna, they were in the middle between the two armies. So the others could not see or hear what was going on. They could just see them. And they were impatient, but they were waiting, you know, because they were respectful. So they were waiting for them to finish so they can get on with the fighting. So the Virat Rupa is just... it's just a first step in understanding God's greatness. But the devotees are already beyond that. But we already know that God's greatness is not the Virat Rupa, it's not the Brahman form, it's not the Paramatma form, it's the Bhagavan form. It's the word is used as Sur Darsham, if I remember correctly, Sur Darsham, that Krishna's form is auspicious. His two-handed form is auspicious. It's rare to see. So, I'll just finish here. So if anyone would like to make a comment, ask a question.